This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. A friend of mine, Faith Applequist, is a fabulous local arborist with her company, Tree Quality. She puts out a monthly newsletter where she shares great information on trees, quotes from cool people, and yummy recipes. I'll link you to her website where you can sign up for the newsletter. It's really worth it. Anyway, the reason I brought her up is she had just shared about variegated shrubs reverting back to their old ways. And I was amazed by that, thinking I hadn't seen that happen. Then, go figure, I went on a garden tour last weekend and there was a variegated plant with plain green leaves coming back. Faith, she's so with it. First, a variegated plant is a cultivated variety that has splashes of white, pink, or yellow on its leaves. It happens with selective breeding. However, what can also happen is that the leaves revert back to their original green. The plant is actually trying to protect itself, as the variegated variety is not as vigorous due to the level of chlorophyll in the leaves. This is a bummer, as you bought the variegated variety specifically to brighten up an area or simply because they're quite lovely and more expensive. I have a picture of the plant I spotted on the tour on gardenbite.com. So the question is, can you do anything about it? Faith says yes. Examine the plant and determine where the green shoots originated. They should be removed well back into the variegated leaves. If left unpruned, Faith says, reversions will eventually dominate the plant, and the homeowner who paid a premium for a variegated maple is eventually left with a plain old Norway maple. The plant I spotted with the reversion is a dogwood called Ivory Halo. Go to gardenbite.com and, as always, find Garden Bite on Facebook. Follow, like, connect, and send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. Now go get dirty. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.